After last week's powerful storm surge caused severe flooding along the coast, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh cited climate change.
If anyone wants to question global warming, just see where the flood zones are. Those zones didn't flood 30 years ago, some of those areas. Some of those areas did, but so we do have some concerns, and we're going to stay on top of it.
And Walsh warned that future projects are going to have to consider climate change. Our next guest, Bob Zimmerman, executive director of the Charles River Watershed Association, has a different idea. Why develop some areas at all? Instead, why not let the land act as a natural flood control, he asks. And Bob joins us now with more. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Deb.
So in a recent Boston Globe op-ed, you suggest that it might be more profitable to not develop certain areas of Boston. What's your argument?
Well, bottom line is this. Nature does a much better job of handling both drought and flooding than we do. We do a very good job of getting rid of water in urban areas, but we don't do a very good job
of
handling.
Not always a very good job.
Well,
of getting
yeah,
rid of water.
When we get floods, we do a very good job with light rain, but we don't do a very good job with floods or drought. Nature does, and it's incumbent on us to begin to make the city of Boston begin to behave as if we never built it as far as water is concerned.
How do we do that?
Well, there are a lot of ways to do that. First, we got to take up some pavement. Second, we have to restore many of the streams and wetlands we made go away over the last 200 years. And our proposal for Wydette Circle is exactly that. It's a 300-acre area. If we were to bring that back as a wetland and restore the two-thirds of Fort Point Channel that got buried in the late 60s there so we could build a shopping mall and also restore a stream to that area, we'd increase flood control dramatically, as much as 400 times over existing circumstances. And we'd have a wonderful open space area.
But there might be folks saying, but what about all those taxes you could get from developing that area? Certainly look at the seaport and what's happened down there. And, you know, there's a lot of money and a lot of housing needed. And, you know, there are other things happening there. And if you're saying we need more streams and wildlife, balancing those two for me, those might sound like nice ideas, but how do they compare with the money?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't put housing in a flood zone. That doesn't make much sense because we're going to, as we saw on Thursday, you know, you have to send in the National Guard to rescue those people when they get stuck because of the water. Secondly, if you make this area an open space, floodable wetland with two surface water bodies in it, you make it an area that people will want to visit. Look what's happened to around Boston Harbor because we cleaned it up, around the Charles River because we cleaned it up. The Renaissance is directly associated with the restoration of nature in both those areas.
So that can actually bring in money.
That could bring in money because it will cause the surrounding property to be much more valuable. That's exactly what's happened. You know, you don't build legal seafoods on the harbor with human waste floating by. Makes a big difference. And you also get, with a floodable wetland, protection against future floods. That's worth something. That's extraordinarily valuable to those who are building buildings.
You know, part of your plan also talks about water infrastructure.
Yeah. One of the things we've been looking at for quite a while is the sort of permanent impacts of the centralized water infrastructure we've been dependent on for the last century and a half. And in bringing nature back, it would be good for us to begin to replicate the way nature works, which is to keep water local. Nature doesn't like to let water get away very often and get it back in the ground when it rains, that sort of thing. So we looked at using wastewater as a source of renewable energy. And it turns out you can more than double the income for treating wastewater if you take the organics in the wastewater and turn that into electric energy. And you take the heat in wastewater, which is double that of geothermal, for those who know geothermal, and heat and cool surrounding buildings. You can take the organics once processed and turn it into fertilizers for sale. The point is that we are throwing away really valuable sources of energy and reclaimed water, and that's a mistake.
Mm. How, I mean, maybe you'll say tomorrow, but I mean, how soon and with what sense of urgency do you think folks need to consider maybe your plan or maybe some sort of compromise, right? Is that possible to have a compromise plan with some development and some of what you're saying? Oh, you're saying, well, I don't know about that. But you know, I mean, how soon do we need to act, I guess?
We certainly need to have the debate right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening as we speak. We've been lulled into sort of this notion that climate change happens in 2070,
right.
2080,
right.
2090 with sea level rise. So we've got two or three generations to figure this out. We don't. This is going on right now. The power of the 1% largest storms in New England has increased by 71% since the late 1950s. We need to start making the transformation now, and at the very least, we need some demonstration projects on how we might best do that, because the decisions we make now to provide us the opportunity to be flexible going forward are going to be really important.
Maybe compromise.
A little.
So little. It could be a mix, maybe.
I'm happy to have the discussion.
Okay. All right. Bob Zimmerman, Executive Director of the Charles River Watershed Association. His op-ed with Elizabeth Henry, President of the Environmental League of Massachusetts, is titled "The Best Use of Wydette Circle. Don't Develop It at All." Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. Coming up, Chef Matt Jennings on his new cookbook and his new lifestyle. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.